With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. New study finds Bidenomics driving up the cost of health care. Heritage Foundation research fellow Nina Schaefer tells the Salem Radio Network making the Affordable Care Act subsidies permanent would be irresponsible.
Well, throw more money at the subsidies and allow the insurance plans to reap the benefit from that. But we still have premiums that are increasing across the board.
And Schaefer says when it comes to price controls on prescription drugs, the Biden administration is using a baseball bat to solve the problem.
What they think is if the government just steps in and creates a price control and says we will pay no more than this, then everything will be hunky-dory. That is very superficial.
In Medicaid, Schaefer points out the Biden administration's policy is to ignore the fiscal and demographic challenges rising to the surface and instead fixates on expanding the program and spending money at all costs. All signs point to a relatively solid holiday season for America's small business leaders, yet some owners of the businesses appear to be now have a collective anxiety about the months ahead. Also, at SRNnews.com, some 70 companies and trade groups say a proposed update to the EPA air quality standards could harm American industry.
Steve Malloy with the Energy and Environment Legal Institute says it is climate fraud and a testament to the corruption of the scientific community. If finalized, the regulation would place the EPA in control of state and local economies. States not in compliance would have to get approval from the agency to develop new factories. The states most adversely impacted are Texas, California, and Michigan.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens. This is SRN News. Children's doctors go all in on transgenderism.
At the just-completed convention of the American Academy of Pediatrics, physicians were urged to start talking with their young patients about so-called gender fluidity as early as possible. In one presentation, the doctors were told that when it comes to gender, quote, the things you learned in medical school are probably now irrelevant. AAP officials advise their members to tell parents that sexual identity shifts and changes all throughout a person's life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many evangelicals very happy to see Mike Johnson become Speaker of the House. He once served as a professor at the Government School of Liberty University in Virginia. From 2004 to 2012, Johnson was a member of the policy arm of the Southern Baptist Convention, whose 13 million members comprise the nation's largest Protestant denomination. This is SRN News. John Scott reports on a serious water dispute in New Mexico.
New Mexico's top prosecutor is going after landowners who he says are illegally and unconstitutionally depriving the public of access to the Pecos River. The first case to be brought since the state Supreme Court in 2022 settled a long simmering dispute over whether boaters and anglers had a right to access streams and rivers that cross private property. Under the New Mexico Constitution, water within the state belongs to the public, but the banks beside the water and under it may be owned privately. Attorney General Raul Torres says landowners have threatened people who have been using waterways adjacent to their property. John Scott reporting.
63-foot Norway spruce in the Allegheny Mountains of West Virginia on its way to Washington to be the Christmas tree for 2023. Over the next several days, the tree will be taken to a number of cities before arriving in the Capitol. More details at SRNnews.com.